geschmack to be a Yid. There's a surprisingly high number of Jews across the entire religious spectrum, from the very affiliated to those who are not so connected. Everybody celebrates Hanukkah. Why is that? Why is it that the Yiddish heart feels intuitively that there's some connection for them to Hanukkah? So, learn together a piece from the Tosha Rebbe Zatzal on Hanukkah, and perhaps I'll have an answer to that question. So the Rebbe begins by asking a number of questions. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, "My Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? Tan Rabbonin, Kishinich Nesu Yevonim LeHeichel, Tinu Es Kol Shemanim Shebeheichel." When the Greeks came into the Heichel, they defiled all the oil that was there. When the war was won by the Chashmonaim, they found one little jar of oil that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. They only had enough for one day. And we know that the miracle happened, that they lit up for 8 days. So it's interesting, because you don't find in Chazal any requirement to have the seal of a Kohen Gadol on the oil. So what's going on over here? All of a sudden they found one? Another question that the Rebbe asks, why were it the Kohanim that were fighting the war? Normally, when war goes out, Chemes Beis David is Sheva Yehuda. So why here the Kohanim, the Chashmonaim, are the ones who are fighting it? And then, after that, when it came time the war was over, the Chashmonaim, they set up the Chashmonaim as the kings. They were the Melech. But there's a Ramban in Parshas Vayechi who has a long arichus that really that's not proper. Because Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda, really Malchus, all the Jewish kings should come from Shevet Yehuda. And the Chashmonaim, who are the Kohanim come from Shevet Levi. So that's another question. And he brings the Taz in Shulchan Aruch, Tof Reishayin, that why were they setting up the Nez Bedafka on the Nerus? If you think about it, the war was the Milchama. The fact that you have a small group, a small army that took down an entire world power, that's tremendous. I mean, it's not an exact parallel, but imagine you had like a small little group of Chevre in, you know, Rhode Island, and they took down the entire Canada. You know, it's a miracle. But why, when it comes time to commemorating the miracle, the war is not really so focused on? It's really about the Neros and the Nase that happened, that they found the Shemin. And finally, he asks Akasha from the Bach. The Bach, at the end of Simon Tov Reish Ayin, says, he brings from Chazal, Sha'omri Hayavonim, the Greek said, Mitzvah Achas Yesh Biyad Yisrael. The Jews have one mitzvah in their hand. If you can get them to stop that mitzvah, then they're lost, they're destroyed, they'll be annihilated. What is it? Halakas HaMenorah. Lighting the menorah. Kol zman shemadlikin osa tomid, whenever they are continuously lighting the menorah, hein omdim, then they can stand. Omdu v'tinu kol hashmonim. So then the Greeks decided they're going to come and now defile the oil. So the Yevonim were against the menorah, but they were against all of Yiddishkeit. Why is that the one mitzvah, the menorah? So again, the questions are, we never find anywhere in Chazal that there's a seal on the Kohen Gadol. Why were the Kohanim the ones that were fighting the war? Why was it from the Chashmonaim that was set up to be a melech? And this, that the miracle was set up on the Neros itself, per se. That was like the Iker Hisnagdus. The main thing the Greeks were trying to stop was the lighting of the menorah. So let's understand this. So the Rebbe, Darkei B'Kodesh, gives us a yesod. And he points out that inside every single yid is a nekuda pinimis, an inner point. They can never become defiled. They can never become spoiled, where no ra is able to penetrate that place. In Yiddish, it's the pintle yid, it's that spark. That's, he says, pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Dalet, Amid Aleph, Yisrael afal pi shechota Yisrael hu, that even though parts of a Jew could become defiled, could become affected, there's an inner core that remains pristine and untouched by any averus. Quotes in the Baal HaTanya, in Perek Chafei, over there the Tanya explains that that's why throughout history we've seen that when Jews felt they were pushed and pressured to do an action that would separate themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Chochma Shebenefesh, there's a spark that lit up and refused to do that. That simple Jews, who maybe throughout their lives had not always followed the Halacha, they were the ones who would be Moiser Nefesh. They realized, if I violate this particular action, if I do this thing, it will separate me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that I'm not willing to do. Everyone has their own sliding scale. For some people to move muktz on Shabbos, they won't dare do that because that would separate them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For these people who are not necessarily spending their days and nights in Beis Medrash, they understood that to bow down to the cross, that's going to separate me, and they would not do it. They would not do it because that's what's called the Chochmah Shebenefesh. That's Pshat, as Rabbi Nachman Breslover says, as well as the Tosh Rebbe, Ahala Hashem Bechai, Azam Lelukai Beodi. I will sing to Hashem Beodi with that little spark that I have left, that part that can never become ruined. That's the part that's singing out to HaKadosh Baruch, that constantly wants to connect to Hashem. With this in mind, then, a theme that appears in many of the Sfarim, I believe the source is Sefer Yetzira, that this world exists in three facets. Every single item, every concept of this world exists in Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam literally means in space, Shana means in time, and Nefesh means within a soul. So this idea that the Rebbe is explaining, there's a Nekuda Panimis, there's an inner spark that exists in space, that exists in time, and that exists in the soul. How does this all come together? So we think about the holiest place in the world, obviously, is the Beis HaMikdash. The holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. The holiest neshama, the Kohen Gadol. All three converge. And on Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim. It's all three aspects of this Nekuda Panimis coming together. That spark that can never become defiled. And the Kohen Gadol is connected. There are really 10 spheros. The first three are known by the acronym Chabad, which are intellectual faculties. There's Chochmah, there's Bina, there's Da'as. Chochmah, the Sfarim explain, is like a flash, an idea that pops into one's head. That's the spark. Then the next intellectual faculty is Bina, where the idea is elaborated upon, expanded, the details are worked out. And Da'as is a lashon of hiskashrus, of connecting to the idea. To have an idea, to expand that idea, but then to connect that idea in an intellectual way that affects us. Then after those three aspects of mochin, goes into the midos. That's chagas, nehim, that's chesed, gevura, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchus. These are the seven midos, the seven emotional attributes. And the rule is, in Yiddishkeit, that hamoech sholet al halev, that the brain, the intellect, rules over and controls and influences our midos. If in my mind I understand intellectually that something is worthwhile, that loving Hashem is a good thing, that fearing Hashem is a good thing, then that will filter down from my moach, from my seichel, from my intellect, and will go down and it will make me have a desire to do things that will increase my avas Hashem, that will cause me to refrain from things that would somehow, chas v'shalom, impair that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yedata hayom v'hoshevosa, you should know, das, and put it where? El vavecha, into your heart, into the midos. If a person has this idea, if a person has this concept clear, that the moich sholet al halev, the mind controls the heart, he'll feel an ish kodesh inside. He'll have his nekuda panimis will be on fire, he'll be inspired, he'll be aroused to serve a kodesh baruch hu. And that's what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol lighting up those seven branches of the menorah with shemen. Shemen is always a remez for chachma. So that means that the shemen, the chachma, comes down and lights up the seven branches, the seven midos. That's the idea of the Kohen Gadol lighting it up. So, but to lighting up the inner soul, the Bnei Yisrael, it has the dafka be in the place through the Kohen Gadol, who's the shorsh, who's connected to the Kal Yisrael, in the mikdash, the place. So we have all three converging. We have the Kohen Gadol, we have him lighting up the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and that brings out the Nekuda Panimis. But the ikker, the main thing that Yavan, that the Greeks were against, was to remove that Eish Kodesh. To get us to do mitzvahs without any feeling, without a hergish, krirus, just cold, mechanical. One looks in Shulchan Aruch, and we see in Hilchos Kriyashma, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, a person has to say the Shema with a hischadshus. And this is exactly what the Greeks were against. They wanted to stop that. So now we understand what the Bach was telling us. That the entire time that the menorah is burning, the entire time that the Klai Yisrael was osek in that inyan of having the shemen, which is the chokhmah, which is the moach, coming down into the midos and inspiring us, the Greeks couldn't touch us. They couldn't do anything to the Klai Yisrael. So that's bedavka. They had to try to defile the shemen to prevent that light from spreading into Klai Yisrael, from coming down into every single Jewish heart. Kishenichnasu Yavanim Lehechal, when the Yavanim came into the Hechal, they knew they had to stop this. How? Vetimu kol hashmon, and they had to stop the Shem, and they had to stop the Chochma coming in. They had to remove that fire. When the menorah was stopped, okay, so the Moch can no longer come down and influence one's midos. And therefore, explains the Tosha Rebbe, it was a harasha. It was a harasha to take a melech from the Chashmonaim, from the Kohanim, because specifically for them, Davka, they were the ones who could battle the Yavanim. They were the ones who could come and restore back to the Klal Yisrael this Nekuda Peninis that had been taken away from us. And after the war, oh, now we understand, it was a Hashgacha Pratis. They found that Pach Shemin with the seal, the Kohen Gadol, to show the Davka, this is how the Yavanim were defeated. They were defeated through the Koach of the Kohanim. And then they go and they light up the Shemin. And then we make the Iker Nes now on the Neros, to show that our hearts are on fire for Hashem. We have a passion for Hashem and for our mitzvahs. There's nothing else we'd rather do than be an Oved Hashem in this world. And each year when we light the Chanukah Neros, we bring out this Koach. In Gullus, it's very, very hard to sense this Nekuda Panimis. It's hidden from us. It's concealed. The whole world is trying to get us to forget about this. But comes the Nes of Chanukah, Bayamim Haheim, Bazman Hazeh, at this time. This is the time of Hischadshus. Chanukah comes into our lives and it gives us this Hisorus to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. With a Devekus, to bring out that Eish Kodesh inside of us. And the Rebbe continues and says, quoting an idea that appears in earliest form of the Or HaGanuz, this hidden light. And there's an idea that a lot of the Sforim discuss, that Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden for 36 hours, and then that light was taken away, it was hidden. The Or HaGanuz was hidden. And then during the 36 candles that we light, that's corresponding to the 36 hours of Adam and Gan Eden, that's the Or HaGanuz. Says the Rebbe that the 36 hours of Gan Eden, that Nekuda Panimis is inside of us. There's no, it's Lamal Mitam, it's Lamal Midas, you can't understand it, but that Or HaGanuz, that's our light that we're bringing out on Chanukah. That Nekuda Panimis, that Pintel Yid that's inside me, that's what lights us up. And even Chanukah is a lashon from the Pasuk, Chanuch Lenar Al Pidarko. Chanuch Lenar Al Pidarko, be mechanech, teach, educate the Na'ar. Who's the Na'ar? Na'ar, says the Rebbe, is someone who's on a low madrega, a low level. So even if we got involved in things that we hadn't been, and we've done things we shouldn't have, we feel far and distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chanukah is Chanuch Lenar. It comes and lights us up. So we have to be mekabel upon ourselves, says the Rebbe, not to listen to that Yetzirah, not to give a platform to that little Amalek, that little Yeish inside of us that tells us we can't do it. That Yetzirah tells us, you can't overcome your taivas. You're too far entrenched in them. You can't be matzliach in your learning. You've tried so many siddurim, you've tried so many chavrusas, it just doesn't go. You can't daven with his oris. That's maybe for people in previous generations. Maybe a big Rosh Hashiva can daven. You can't stand up to your nisyonos. Come on, who are you kidding? The Yetzirah comes and wants to tell us that this generation, we can't really serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So comes Chanukah and we say no to all these. I can't overcome my taivas. I can be matzliach in my learning. I can daven like a mensch. I can be omid in a nisoyon. And I can really be an eved Hashem in this generation. Because with a tshuva, a person could, tshuva shleim, a person could rise up from even very far levels. A person come to the level of a tzaddik. He brings a beautiful story from the Opterov, the Ohev Yisrael. There was a particular Baal Avera who used to do Avera's lahachis. And the Opterov worked with him, and after 7 years, he brought him to Madrega Vatsadik to show that nobody is too far gone. But we have to daven slowly with Kavana. We have to set up times for learning, and we have to be mekabel ourselves not to waste these long winter evenings that we have ourselves. So it's been a long time. We've been trying to do tshuva, Elul Zman. We tried Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres. But the Svarim bring down that the Gemar Chasima comes on Zos Chanukah. That a person can come back even from the deepest pits. And I believe, even though the Rebbe doesn't say this beferish, I believe that's the answer to our original question. It's so geschmack to be a Yid, I think that inner point, that Nekuda Panimis is what comes out. And that's why the Klal Yisrael, wherever they find themselves, connect to Chanukah, become aroused and inspired by the miracle of Chanukah, and they tap into that unbelievable koach that's waiting for us. A Freilich and Chanukah to all.